To the editor. There are many individuals, both adults and minors, kids, who live in North Bay and have special needs. Hashtag special needs awareness. Hashtag mental health awareness. For those who have your support, great. But for those who have been gaslit by the medical and school systems for years, time to look into your systems to find out what you're eligible for. You have rights to have your special needs recognized. This also includes workplace accommodations. In 2008, there was a law passed to not discriminate against those who have a developmental disability. Some individuals have accidents or life experiences that cause it to happen. Others have it from birth, genetics. Just saying, if people aren't able to find out their special needs, then they can't find out that they're covered for under this law. With the state of the healthcare system and the fact that a lot of people just need to learn to take the time with these people and to stop rushing everyone. Skills over pills. No disrespect to anyone who needs a pill who has figured it out, because it is a skill to know when to use a pill. The question of the day is, does anyone else notice that when you first go to see your doctor, right away they want to give you medication instead of actually looking into the deeper stuff to provide actual healthcare? It's healthcare, not health scare. Many individuals who are on the streets have special needs as well. It's not a trend to have your special needs looked into, it's a right. It's long overdue for North Bay to catch up. The years of medical gaslighting and people bullying people out of their rights are disgraceful and disgusting. What happened to the golden rule? Treat people the way you want to be treated. If anyone wants to be treated with mental harm, disrespect and bullying, you need to go get a mirror and take a long good look. Why would anyone want that? Enough is enough. Accountability, from the healthcare field, from the government, from the court systems, and from the police is needed. Do any of these places ever apologize for how they treated you when they're clearly in the wrong? It's time for special needs awareness and mental health awareness to actually be talked about. If you don't talk about it, how are you going to learn? No more teachers, no more books, time for no more dirty looks. It's not the 1980s anymore, it's 2024. Lastly, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see what the government trying to cover up like special needs support by offering MAID instead. What's needed is long overdue special needs support for quality of life care. You have rights. Just some examples. You have the right to live, you have the right to love and be loved, you have the right to figure things out in your own time and way, and you have the right not to be bullied throughout your entire life or for others to try to make that out to be normal. Can anyone else relate? Thanks for the time from a special needs adult. Chaza Jane Garvey, North Bay.